All right, since we got a quorum here, let's start the Personnel Committee meeting, please. Meeting will be called to order. I need adoption of amendment of the agenda, please.
So moved. I'll get my name in the record there.
Any more discussion? We have a motion in a second. If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public relations, we're gonna need action and approval for the department, if you would like to.
Sure. Jane was part of this discussion as part of the Fund Development Committee too, so feel free to chime in and add your insight. Attached to the cover sheet is the recommendation that came from Library Strategies following our April board fundraising retreat where we had Friends of the Library members there and staff members as well as Great River Board members talking about what the future fundraising would look like. He recognizes that we have limitations within the budget, that ideally this would be a full-time position just for fundraising, but the amount of funds that we raise right now don't justify a full-time position. So he's recommending half and half, half split with fundraising, half split on the communications activities. And it's similar to what the position was structured in previously, except that the range is changed to a coordinator level rather than associate director level. And then the duties are more explicit toward fundraising if you look at the job description on page 7. The idea is that once fundraising, assuming the fundraising plan is successful, we will have doubled our fundraising capability within the next 3 to 5 years, and this position may need to grow into a full-time dedicated development position at that point, and then the communications duties would be split off somehow. So Stu took a look at this job description, the Fund Development Committee looked at this job description, the PR staff looked at the job description, and Julie looked at the job description. So there's been a lot of people looking at it, comparing it. Julie did a really nice job of pulling all the ideas together in a way that actually made sense to people outside the library. As part of this job change, we would also be reorganizing the department and calling it communications and development rather than public relations, so it would be more understandable to people outside the organization in its role. Graphic designer is on page 11. That job description was one of the remaining job descriptions that hadn't been put in the new format because we were waiting for this. So okay. Part of approving this would be aligning the job description with the other changes and retitling the department. So I think that's it in a nutshell. It is budget neutral. It actually may be budget savings depending on how we fill the position. We won't know until after we've posted what type of recruitment strategies we'll need.
So you'll post this internally too, I'm assuming?
It's going to be external, internal. Okay. Minnesota Council Nonprofits was recommended by Library Strategies. I'll send it out to the library listserv. Women in Development is a local development group here. Probably Human Services Council. We also went to a diversity conference as a leadership team last month and had a panel presentation on diversity recruitment, and there was an organization that sends the information out to people from a more diverse background, so we might see some activity there. St. Cloud MassCom has a pretty strong PR focus within their major, so we'll ask St. Cloud State to send this out to their grads too.
Do you have a time limit, like when you want to fill this position?
We're hoping to post tomorrow if you approve it today. Okay. Because at this point, I've been supervising the PR staff right. Since last September, and it's starting to take a toll on everybody. Sometimes takes 10 people in a room to make a decision because all of us have a little piece of it. It'd be good to have someone in charge of the function of communications.
All right, this is an action item. I'll ask for a motion in a second, and then we'll have more discussion. But I need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I also move adoption of this.
Okay, you got a motion. I need a second for more.
Okay.
Got a second from Jane. Any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, number 12, under job description, you talk about high level of training, coaching staff, evaluating job performance, and initiating personal actions in conjunction with human resources. Isn't this a conflict with human resources?
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, it sounds like this description would be more in line with human resources with regard to performance evaluation, coaching, and training. Wouldn't that be part of human resources?
That would be a department supervisor function. So each department does their annual performance reviews for their staff. They assist with interviewing if there's opening. There's the daily coaching that might go on, giving work direction. So that's usually done at the department supervisor level. When we say conjunction with HR, that's going to be more of a high-level activity, such as discipline or something that needs to be addressed that way.
Second question is, why is it called coordinator, not supervisor, which is the other same pay scale?
So there was a lot of discussion that went into the title, and so I think a fund development committee had a lot of feedback on that as well. We did, if you note the information from Library Strategies, it does need to be a title that's going to be someone that CEOs or corporate donors might be interested in meeting with. So I guess, Karen, maybe you have a little more information on some of the discussion.
When I talked with Stu and Karen Rose about supervisor versus coordinator, they said that supervisor actually sounded to the outside world like a lower level position. Like coordinator actually had more likelihood to get a meeting with that person. It doesn't sound like you're doing managing of staff so much. It sounded more like you're coordinating activities. Internally, the associate director, a title associated with this function, has created structural problems. I've had staff throughout the years say, why is this an associate director position? It doesn't make sense. Associate director kind of implies that it has a level of authority over other positions that it functionally doesn't have. So for example, if we're doing the summer reading program, the associate director of public relations should not be able to direct the activities across the desk about how we do a library function like the summer reading program. And so changing the title to coordinator from associate director puts it more in line with how it should be functioning within the rest of the organization. It removes the question. And what I've seen, at one point, regional coordinator was the title we used instead of associate director. And as long as it's been part of the higher level of management, there's been a conflict, regardless of who was in the seat, as to whether it could direct work of other departments. And so we want to make it clear when we hire this person in that their job is to manage this department within the larger organization, not oversee the activities of other departments.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Okay.
In that motion, Jim specifically stated approval of this position. So now, what about the position revision?
My motion was only a coordinator. You still have a design, graphic designer position to take care of.
Okay, so that was C. We would still want to action for B and D then if we're doing it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's go back. I'll need a motion and a second. Do I have a motion for the graphic designer position and public relations department position title changes? We'll combine them two, right? Yeah. Okay.
So moved.
You have a motion? Any more discussion? Good catch, Jim. All right. If all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I think that's... Looks like our next meeting will be July 17th at 5:30. Any more discussion? I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you very much.